FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide magazine. Today I'm chatting to Benny Engelbrecht, who's the founding father and farmer of South Africa's saffron, the world's most expensive spice. These delicate red threads of the crocus flower have been finding their way into my luggage every time I've traveled, and I'm more than excited to know that it's now available in South Africa. So Benny, please tell me more.
Yes, thank you very much, Jenny, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Saffron is such an interesting little plant. It is literally doesn't grow higher than 15 centimeters. People expect because it's red gold, it needs to be this flamboyant plant, but it is not. It's a very simple, small plant, but so strong that you can't believe it. It is very, very drought tolerant. It is very temperature tolerant. So it's an amazing little plant. Traditionally, it was planted in the, I would say, in the Persian belt from Spain to Iran. And that's something very interesting about saffron is, and I think that's one of the reasons people haven't tried it before in South Africa, to do it on a commercial scale, because when you open the internet about saffron, the first thing it says, it needs a Mediterranean climate. And through all my studies and research, I found that it doesn't need a Mediterranean climate. That's just traditionally where it used to grow. I mean, they plant saffron in New Zealand, which is most definitely not the Mediterranean climate. And it grows beautifully.
And where is it grown in South Africa?
Jenny, we started about 3 years ago. What we did is we started with something called a trial pack, because I believe right from the beginning that if you want to start something like this, you need to be very responsible in the way you approach it. It's unknown. Everybody is still learning, me included. So you got to be very careful that you don't give people hectares to plant and it doesn't work. So we said right from the beginning, we are making available trial packs, which is very small. It's about 20 square meters. But it is what the name say it is. It is literally to test it in your area, make sure it works. So the person that plants it can make an educated decision at the end of the season, say, yes, it grows in my area and I want to pursue it further, or I am not interested, it's not working here. Yeah, but right across South Africa, it's doing very well, except for KwaZulu-Natal, where it's very humid and very hot, and also Mpumalanga, Nelspruit, those areas. I mean, those guys don't really get a winter. And saffron is a winter crop. We just finished planting last week here in Piketberg. So, yeah.
Well, I'm very excited. I know what's always made it so expensive is it's got that short harvest and it's very labor intensive. When do you harvest the plant?
Very interesting question. Thank you, Jenny. You know, we traditionally use in South Africa that you plant something, and then you would wait the whole season for your crop, if I can call it that. Saffron is just the other way around. When you plant it, 40 days later, you harvest. The flowers comes first before, I almost want to say, before any leaves or vegetative growth. So if you plant in March, middle May would be the time to start harvesting flowers. So it's imminent. It's very close to flowers coming out now. In other parts of South Africa, they've already harvested because their winter started earlier.
Of course, yes. Well, I'm excited. If you say it's imminent, I know I'm going to be able to get it soon. How can our listeners know more about it? Have you got a website?
Yes. Listeners can go to www.safricon.com. We've got a lot of media on there. And also, they're welcome to email us at info@safricon.com, Safricon with two Fs. Yeah, or on the website, they'll find my phone number and my wife's phone number, and they're welcome to call us.
That's wonderful. Benny, thank you for telling us all about the world's most expensive spice now available in South Africa. That was saffron farmer Benny Engelbrecht of Safricon. For more inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za, yours free to enjoy. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.